Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery. Gardening for a Better Environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow. They're in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm in Gardner, New York, the seedling sale, the vegetable heirloom seedling sale, May 16th, 17th, and 18th in Gardner, New York. More information, fourwindsfarm.com. I think the list is going up pretty soon. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery. And we are talking about the earliest things that you're going to see beyond witch hazel, which I'm just so happy to see my witch hazel, are the spring ephemerals that are just going to, depending on where you are and the warmth of your soil. And just, boy, talk about microclimates. You know, I think we are getting more and more microclimatic every year. I raked out my ephemeral bed because I love it, and stuff is just kind of coming. So when you're in a nursery, and get up to Catskill Native Nursery for sure, get some ephemerals because they are the earliest things for pollinators, and we want to get everybody going really, really well. Virginia bluebells, Dutchman's breeches, hepatica. The gingers, which are a phenomenal ground cover, those little patches just grow and grow and grow every year. I find a new patch somewhere else because the ants move their seeds, and it's so cool to get the free plants. I love free plants. So coming up to I bet they're not even out of the pots yet, but another one of my total favorites are Mayflowers.
Oh, did you say May apple or May
apples? May apples.
May apples, yeah. There is something called a Mayflower. That's Epigaea repens. It's impossible to grow. it's just impossible. And
as opposed to May apples, which are like 5'3" and in 5 years, you'll have 50.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And a great large-scale woodland ground cover. Yeah, they're a little bit later to come up, but and we propagate them both from division and from seeds. And so we do go into some of our beds and dig them really early in the spring. And it can be grown from seed as well, but it's a much longer process. It's another one that the ants will disperse. And it just takes a long time from seed. A lot of these woodland plants are 2 years from seed just to germinate. They're pretty small for a year, two or three. So, you know, it can be a 5 year process from seed to a sellable plant. And then there are some woodland spring ephemerals that like the Epigaea repens, the Mayflower, are just impossible to grow. Trout lily is one of them. I got a request the other day for a bunch of trout lily, and you see them growing in the wild, and they're growing all over, you know, these huge patches, and they're really hard to grow. You don't get a lot of seed. There's only a few flowering individuals in that big huge patch. Slow from seed, and they just don't seem to like to be in containers very much. So there are some woodland wildflowers that a lot of people assume, well, you're a native plant nursery, you must have these. Bloodroot's another one that's really hard to grow. You must have these available. How come you don't have these kind of thing? And they're just really difficult and a challenge to grow. So admire them in the wild and understand that you may just not be able to get them into your garden. There are other spring things that are easy. Violets. You know, I love violets. They're an early spring, colorful plant, and come in all kinds of colors, not just violet. They come in violet, and they come in white, and they come in yellow. And we're
And
trying to,
stripey.
yeah, and we're trying to grow as many of them as we can. There's a whole bunch of native species of violet. They're really an interesting group of plants, and they're hosts for fritillary butterflies. And there's four or five different species of fritillary in our area that use the violets as hosts. So they're a really good plant to get in your garden. They're a good ground cover too. Just common violet, Viola sororia, striped cream violet, Viola striata. You let them self-sow, and they'll create a nice ground cover in an area. You don't have to use, vinca. You don't have to use the non-native pachysandra. There is a native pachysandra, by the way, but it's not a great ground cover. It's okay, but
I
they're
have violets in my lawn, and I love
violet.
that because I do no-mow May, so I get to actually see them. I haven't mowed them all down.
Oh yeah, exactly. They definitely occur a lot in people's lawns, but you see them in the wild too, and they're a good garden plant. And we're selling a bunch of species. It can be sometimes difficult for us because they do sell so readily. They sow into each other's pots, and sometimes, but that's, I don't know, some customers like that, some don't. But sometimes you get two violets in a pot at
I
different
used
species.
to do a lot of headstone rubbing, and the two things I always saw in old cemeteries were violets and blueberries. It was so funny to see the things that if you just leave a piece of land alone, what happens? I love
Yeah,
it.
exactly. So and most of them are native. There's a few non-native violets that you'll see around available nurseries, but not many. And so, but I found that also most other nurseries, even if they carry a few native plants, don't tend to carry a lot of violets. I guess the thought is, well, they're just a weedy thing. They grow a lot on the side of the road or in people's lawns, and no one's going to buy them. But we're growing some very unique species, Viola rostrata, a Viola, the Labrador violet, another one, which,
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite.
they grew wild in my parents' house's backyard. It grew extensively back in there. So there's a number of really unique species that are good. We sell one that's good for boggy areas. It's a white violet that grows in boggy areas. So that's if you have that kind of habitat, that's a nice plant for that situation.
And earlier you mentioned Trillium, which is going to be a little later, but it's so wonderful to see Trillium coming up.
Yeah, we have a number of species we sell. Some of them are what I call quasi-native. They're not strictly speaking native to our area. They're native a little more in the southern forests. The native species, the primary one in the Catskills, is Trillium erectum, the purple Trillium. I believe we have good numbers on that. We do some growing of that from seed. That's even slower than some of the things I said before. That can be 7 years from seed to flowering plant. If you're in the Hudson Valley, you'll see a lot of Trillium grandiflorum. That's the big white one that ages to pink usually. There's also in the Hudson Valley Trillium, nodding Trillium, Trillium cernuum, and we keep meaning to try to get seeds of that. We know of some locations where it grows wild, and it's another one that you have to really be on top of it in order to get the seeds. Otherwise, boom, they're gone. Sometimes the berries are harvested by chipmunks and mice and things like that. So that's one we'd like to work on and get going, but so far I don't have a lot of. But we definitely have Trillium grandiflorum. We definitely have Trillium erectum, as well as some other species from more southern and midwestern locations.
Yeah, and if you can get a patch of those going, it's I don't know, it's one of my favorite things to see. And just,
Some of them will spread just like the Virginia bluebells. The rhizome will split, and you'll get a patch out of them. Others, boy, they just send up one stalk every year, one leafy stalk with a flower every year, and that's it. And I found that a lot of these more southern trilliums don't tend to produce much in the way of fruit. I suspect the pollinators that they normally get pollinated by or just are not around here. We get pretty good fruit set in the wild on Trillium erectum. That's the main one that we collect seed from. And so you will get some increase in your patch by seed. But they're very reliable. Just keep the deer away from them and you'll be okay.
Oh yeah, I say spray, spray, spray. Right now, spray every week. Francis Groters is here from Catskill Native Nursery in Kerhonkson. They are open, and the spring ephemerals are here. It's time to get your spring ephemeral garden growing. It is one of my favorite gardens that I have. We're going to take a break. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, WilliamsLumber.com, and Flower Power at the Ozone Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, TheOzoneHV.com. And SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitment and reliability, visit scrfence.com. We're taking a quick break and we will be right back.